There are stories that entertain, and then there are stories that linger, stories that challenge, haunt, and ultimately change you. Berserk is one such story. Created by Kentaro Miura, it isn't just a tale of swords and sorcery, it's an epic meditation on the human condition. At its core, Berserk is about survival in the face of unimaginable suffering, ambition that teeters on the edge of monstrosity, and the eternal struggle against forces that seem greater than ourselves. In this video, we'll explore the philosophical depths of Berserk, diving into its central themes of fate, free will, ambition, and humanity's relentless fight against despair. This isn't just a discussion about Guts or Griffith, it's about what they represent. Why does Guts refuse to surrender, even when fate itself appears to conspire against him? Why does Griffith's dream lead him down such a horrifying path? And what does this say about the human spirit in a world full of darkness? Stay with me, because to understand Berserk is to embark on a journey through the abyss, where every step brings us closer to uncovering profound truths about ourselves. Guts, the Black Swordsman, is not your typical hero. His life is a testament to suffering. Born from the corpse of his mother, raised by a mercenary who sold him out, and branded as a sacrifice to demonic forces, Guts is a man shaped by violence, betrayal, and loss. Yet, despite this, he embodies one of Berserk's most enduring themes, the struggle to survive and define oneself in a world that seeks to destroy you. Guts' defining characteristic isn't his strength or skill with a sword, it's his refusal to give up. His philosophy echoes the existentialist ethos of thinkers like Albert Camus and Friedrich Nietzsche. Camus famously described life as absurd, a constant search for meaning in a universe that offers none. But Camus argued that the proper response to this absurdity is defiance, a refusal to yield to despair. Guts embodies this defiance. Even when branded as prey for demons, even when he loses everything, he fights on. Not because he believes he can win, but because to surrender would mean losing his very humanity. But Guts' struggle isn't just physical, it's deeply psychological. His fight is against the world, yes, but also against himself. His rage and trauma threaten to consume him, turning him into the very monster he battles against. This duality, humanity versus monstrosity, is a central tension in his character. Through Guts, Berserk asks, what does it mean to be human in a world so full of inhumanity? And how do we keep moving forward when every force, both external and internal, tries to break us?
Men live and die by their dreams, but long after they've been abandoned, they still smolder deep in men's hearts. Some see nothing more than life and death. They are dead, for they have no dreams.
If Guts represents the raw will to survive, Griffith represents the seductive power of ambition. From the moment we meet him, Griffith is magnetic. His dream of ruling a kingdom isn't just a personal ambition, it's an ideal so compelling that it inspires unwavering loyalty from those around him. But beneath his charm lies a dangerous truth. Griffith's dream is everything to him, and he will sacrifice anything or anyone to achieve it. It's actually the truth. As a military person, Griffith relies on his will to achieve it. Griffith's philosophy is rooted in utilitarianism, a belief that the ends justify the means. In his eyes, his dream is worth any cost, even if it means betraying those closest to him. The eclipse where he sacrifices the band of the hawk to ascend as Femto is the ultimate manifestation of this belief. In that moment, Griffith becomes something monstrous, shedding his humanity to achieve his vision. It's a chilling reminder of how ambition, unchecked by morality, can lead to unimaginable atrocities. But Griffith isn't a one-dimensional villain. His descent into darkness is tragic because it stems from the same qualities that made him a great leader: his vision, his determination, and his belief in his destiny. Griffith forces us to confront uncomfortable questions about ambition. Is it wrong to pursue a dream at all costs? At what point does ambition become destructive? And is greatness worth sacrificing one's humanity? Through Griffith, Berserk explores the duality of dreams. They can inspire greatness, but they can also consume us, leading us down paths we never intended to walk. Griffith's transformation is a stark warning about the dangers of losing oneself in the pursuit of a goal, no matter how noble it may seem.
In this world, is the destiny of mankind controlled by some transcendental entity or law? Is it like the hand of God hovering above? At least it is true that man has no control, even over his own will.
At the heart of Berserk lies a cosmic horror, the idea that fate is inescapable. The God Hand, as the architects of destiny, embody this terrifying concept. They are not mere villains, they are forces of nature, manipulating events on a grand scale to serve their own ends. Their existence raises one of Berserk's most profound questions: are we truly free? Or are we puppets dancing to the strings of an indifferent universe? When the strings are cut, are we truly free? Or are we puppets dancing to the strings of an indifferent universe? The God Hand's philosophy is rooted in determinism. They represent a world where every choice, every action, is part of a preordained design. This is most evident in Griffith's transformation into Femto, which seems not only inevitable, but orchestrated. The Behelit, the Eclipse, the sacrifices, all of it feels like a cruel game, one where humanity is powerless to resist. But this determinism isn't just about control, it's about despair. The God Hand seeks to strip humanity of its agency, to convince us that resistance is futile. And yet it is precisely in this despair that Berserk finds its most profound theme, the power of defiance. Guts, as the eternal struggler, stands in opposition to the God Hand's worldview. His existence is a rebellion against the tyranny of fate, a declaration that even in the face of cosmic forces, we can choose to fight. Through the God Hand, Berserk explores the fragility of free will and the crushing weight of fate. But it also offers a glimmer of hope that even in a world ruled by darkness, the act of resistance is itself a form of victory. For all its darkness, Berserk is ultimately a story about humanity. It is about our capacity for both cruelty and kindness, our ability to destroy and to rebuild. Guts' journey is filled with unimaginable suffering, but it is also marked by moments of profound connection. His bond with Casca, his friendship with Puck, and his growing sense of purpose. These moments of humanity are what make Berserk so powerful. They remind us that even in the darkest of times, there is light. Guts doesn't fight just to survive, he fights to protect, to heal, and to find meaning in a world that seems devoid of it. His journey is a testament to the resilience of the human spirit, a reminder that even in the face of overwhelming odds, we can find hope. But Berserk doesn't offer easy answers. It acknowledges the weight of despair, the inevitability of suffering, and the fragility of hope. Yet, it also shows us that these things do not define us. What defines us is how we respond to them, whether we surrender to the darkness, or whether we, like Guts, choose to keep fighting. In the end, Berserk is a story about the struggle to be human in an inhuman world. It is about the power of resilience, the dangers of ambition, and the eternal fight against fate. And it is a reminder that no matter how dark the world becomes, there is always a reason to keep moving forward. Berserk isn't just a story, it's a journey. Through Guts, Griffith, and the God Hand, it explores the deepest questions of human existence. Why do we fight? What drives us forward? And how do we find meaning in a world full of chaos? It's a story that challenges us, haunts us, and ultimately inspires us. So what do you think? Is fate truly inescapable, or can we carve our own paths? Let's discuss in the comments below. And if you enjoyed this deep dive into Berserk, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe for more explorations into the philosophy of fiction.